It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
Okay.
If you don't know how it works, I read off a headline, then we go around the room and ask my co-hosts if they care to hear about it. If they do, you're going to hear an incredible, inspirational, motivational story to uplift your day and make the world a better place.
Exaggerating a lot. But
yeah, it's kind of an oversell.
If they don't care, that story gets turned into bad ozone and sent straight to Antarctica, where they'll release it to melt more ice.
Oh.
So if you want more global warming, then definitely don't care.
Don't do this to me, Jeffrey.
Global warming doesn't exist. I don't believe in
science. Don't say that. Don't think you're joking.
Oh, sorry. I'm totally kidding.
Well, let's get right to it with your first headline.
Polly wanna be a hero?
Care or don't care?
I care.
That was so weird. I have
care.
To care.
I hate birds. I don't care.
I already got two cares. Anton Wynn out of Brisbane, Australia, said he's lucky to be alive today. His last weekend, he was sound asleep in the middle of the night when he heard someone calling out his name in panic.
What?
Creepy, scary.
So he woke up, smelled a bit of smoke, and realized his house was engulfed in flames.
Whoa!
What, he's got fire alarms that call out his name?
As he ran to the back of the house to open the door to get out, he realized who was yelling his name that whole time. It was none other than Eric, his pet parrot.
Oh, my God.
His
parrot's name is Eric.
I love it. No, but that's so cool.
That's amazing.
So Anton went back inside, grabbed a, quote, bag of stuff, and Eric, too, had to grab him.
Thank God.
And
made
it outside in time. Firefighters said they were able to contain the blaze, but without Eric's help, Anton would have been a goner.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right,
I don't like birds that much, but that's all right.
Wow. Okay. So, Polly want to be a hero? No, Polly is a hero.
That's right, Jeffrey.
Somebody give that bird a cracker. Let's see if you guys care about this headline. The hot new fragrance that's making people go, care or don't care?
I don't care.
I care.
Fragrance.
I want to smell good.
I want to care, too. I care.
You think I don't want to smell good?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Did we get how many cares?
I care. Two cares.
Two, I got two cares. Ooh, that was close. We almost had to melt a glacier there for a second. Are you someone who loves the smell of an old, musty book?
I do.
No.
Oh, my God. I love it. Open it up and breathe it in.
Yeah. Or more important, are you trying to attract someone who's drawn to the smell of old, musty books?
Ew.
My husband also loves the smell.
Well, if you don't know it, there's a famous bookstore called Powell's City of Books in Portland.
Love this
And
place.
They're selling a new unisex fragrance that makes you smell just like old books.
Interesting. I am turned on in a literary way.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever attracted a girl that could read. This may not even work for me.
maybe though, it's a way to get that 75-year-old English professor that you've always wanted to hook up with to raise your grades.
Okay.
Apparently, they released the scent, and I guess seniors are loving it.
Oh, really? This was all a setup for me to say that I liked it. She can call me a senior. I see.
Oh, you smell like where the red fern grows. Can I show you my Moby Dick? There she blows.
If you're interested,
Moby Dick.
You can pre-order that for $25, and they'll ship it to you by the end of the month.
All right, Secret Garden.
Oh, jeez.
All right, moving on to your next headline. This next story involves adorable puppies. Care or don't care?
Oh, come on. Don't even toy with us.
There we go.
This will be the stupidest one, too.
If you're fully against getting a family puppy, you better get ready to say no a lot.
Uh-oh.
Why?
And I mean a lot, because according to a new survey, the average kid begs their parents for a puppy or some other pet 1,584 times before they turn 18.
Whoa.
Yeah. That makes sense. My 6-year-old got fish. Now she wants a hamster. I'm like, no, we're not turning this place into a farm.
It's called a gateway pet.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
The survey found 74% of kids have asked for a pet, and they ask an average of 11 times a month, starting at age 6. And during the holidays, it goes up to 18 times a month, and that persistence usually pays off.
Well, parents can only be so strong for so long.
After 1,584 times, you're probably going to give in.
Or those people that they're like, no, we said no, but then Santa shows up with a puppy, and then you're just stuck with one.
Oh, but puppies are so good.
I
love our family dog.
I wish I was more responsible and I could buy one.
Moving on to your next one. 90 is the new 20. Don't believe me? You will. Care or don't care?
Do not care.
I'm too young for this. I don't care.
I'm also too young. I don't care at all.
Are you sure, Brooke?
You guys are being so selfish, only caring about things that like apply to yourself.
That's
how about caring
true.
About some of our listeners out there who are 90? We have so many 90-year-old
okay,
listeners
I care.
Who are desperate to hear this.
I care.
Still don't care.
Still.
You don't care
do
about.
Care.
Don't care about uplifting positive stories that'll put you in a good mood.
Come on, care.
Okay,
you're
forget
making
it.
Me change.
I'm just gonna read
okay.
headlines from the national news now instead. Okay, nothing positive for the rest of the day. We're moving on.
You don't give us an option if you're gonna pout about it, Jeff.
This segment should be Make Jeff Angry.
Oh, yeah. I just heard a 300-foot glacier fall into the ocean, by the way. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Yeah!
Care or don't care?
I'm too scared not to care, so I care.
He doesn't want to answer.
The fire is out.
What do you call sad coffee?
What?
Depresso. I'm sorry to all the 90-year-olds that didn't get to hear the story about
sorry,
how to feel
grandma.
Young again. But you know what? Blame my co-host. That's Care or Don't Care. And we got a phone tab coming up right after this.